The Long Way Home, written by Corin Avaris and read by David Oakes.
"Are you ready, Otto?" called Nanu. A day that started with that question was the best kind of day.
"I'm ready, Nanu," Otto shouted back as he hurried to her side. "What kind of adventure are we having today?"
Nanu's eyes twinkled with possibility as she scanned the grassy plain. Would they march to Red Rock Cave, she wondered, or follow the muddy track to Blue Pool? Or maybe Otto was ready for Lion Mountain.
"I thought we'd have a climbing adventure," she told him.
"Lion Mountain," cried Otto, jumping from foot to foot. "Please say we're going to Lion Mountain."
"To the very top," laughed Nanu.
Otto was a born explorer. From the time he was just a baby elephant, his curiosity would always lead him. His curiosity would always lead him away from the herd and onto the long grasses. Mama and Pops were proud of his adventurous spirit, but since Otto's baby sister was born, they were too busy to go on big explorer days. Luckily, Otto had a very special Nanu. Though she was old, she was brave, and she was bold. Just like him, she couldn't resist the urge for adventure. She taught Otto everything he needed to know to be a great elephant explorer. How to use his trunk to pick up small vibrations on the ground. How to dig and forage with his tusks. And how to use his ears to listen for sounds.
"Well done, Otto," she'd tell him. "You are a great explorer in the making."
"Why is it called Lion Mountain?" Otto asked.
"Because it looks like a sleeping lion," said Nanu. "The ridge is its mane and the small valley its back."
"Oh yes," said Otto. He wanted to be just like his Nanu. She knew everything there was to know about anything.
Nanu smiled.
"Always be sure to look up from the path," she reminded him, "and take note of the things around you."
"Yes, Nanu, I remember the song." Otto cleared his throat and marched in a little circle as he sang.
"My nose is long, my ears are big, but my eyes are very small, so I have to use them twice as hard, especially at nightfall."
"The next thing to do is check we have food for our trip," said Nanu, rummaging in her backpack. "I've packed bark, grass, and juicy... Well, that's funny. I thought I'd put some palm fruit in here."
Nanu looked around, puzzled. Otto searched too and spied the palm fruit in a pile on the ground.
"Nanu, it's over here."
"Ah, thank you, Otto. I must have forgotten to pack it."
"But elephants never forget," chuckled Otto.
"So they say," said Nanu. "Come on, we need a drink before we leave."
"Walking is thirsty business," agreed Otto as they headed in the direction of the watering hole.